In this episode today, I'm going to share with you what my team and I are doing to make sure we get people to show up for their appointment. Imagine having a 90 to 95% show up rate. Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what you can do. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist, and I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And on this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the strategy that my team and I are doing to make sure people are showing up to their appointments. And I know it's going to help you too. So take advantage of it. Hopefully it can help you and your team and help you to be more successful. As you know, if this is your first time watching one of our videos here on Selling in Color, my goal with doing this podcast is to provide ways for people who look like you and me to be able to know how to thrive in sales. We're going to give you tactics and strategies, things that are working, so you can become the most successful seller you can possibly be when it comes towards doing your outreach. And you know what? Listen, 20% of professional sellers are people of color. We got to stick together. We got to share what's working and what's helpful, what's good, what's not good. And you've been hearing some stories. I want to get in some more tactics and give you some more ideas, things that are working, again, that can help you out. But here's one of the things that I want to make sure you understand. When it comes towards your appointment with prospects, these are critical. You need people to show up to those appointments. And I think you know that. But a lot of times when you're setting these appointments in the first place, you're just doing whatever you can to get them to say yes. I mean, obviously, ethically, and that you're getting them to, you want them to show up to those appointments because that's where you can add value. That's where you can bring, you know, bring meat to the table, so to speak, and bring the good stuff. But if they're not showing up to these appointments, then it's pointless and you can't just rush off the call. So if you're, especially if you're new to sales or if you've been selling for a while, you can take these strategies and these principles and still apply them. What I recommend is figure out a way to be able to get connected to your prospect as quick as possible on a personal level. So let's say, for instance, I'm reaching out to you and we're connecting, you know, I did a call, I expressed interest, you know, I told you about some value. You was like, cool, that makes sense, Donald. I like that idea. I asked if you'd be open to check an appointment, get an appointment with me to talk later or get a demo. You're like, yes, I'd love to see that. Now, before you hang up the call, obviously you want to schedule the next appointment. That's a given, right? Get them to schedule a specific date and time. I'll repeat that again. Put this up on the screen. Specific date and time. So get a specific date and time when they're going to commit to. What I like to do, if you don't know their email address, perhaps you have it, you're using stuff like Zoom Info or some other service to be able to verify their email address, cool. But I still like to just say, you know, want to make sure, what's the best email address to send the calendar invite to? And I might repeat that email. Is it dkelly@abc.com? Oh, yes. Great. Send it there. Awesome. So they have that down. They verify that. We're good to go. Sometimes it might say, yeah, you know, it's actually, you know, send it to this one instead. I'll check that email more often or whatnot. So we got that part down. The second thing that we do, and this is where most people, again, I can just tell you, like, hand over fist, like most people don't do this. What I tell them at that point, well, let's back up. Some people do it. They'll go to LinkedIn and try to connect with the person or to make the connection with the person before. But I tell the person on that call, by the way, I'm going to send a LinkedIn connection request as well if I am not connected with them already. Now, what happens here is that now that person is looking for my connection request, and oftentimes they will go to LinkedIn as a result of me telling them we're going to do that because they want to make sure they get that connection. Or they might get, they have their email connected to their LinkedIn, so it'll get that notification on their email saying, Donald just sent a LinkedIn connection request, and they'll connect with you. So that's great. Now, the reason why this is important is that that establishes a personal line of communication with that prospect. Once you have that personal line of communication, it makes it so much more easier. So like, let's say, for instance, I'm going to have a call with Chantel, and Chantel doesn't show up to the appointment. I can go ahead and send her a message on LinkedIn real quick and say, hey, Chantel, we were scheduled to have a call today at 2:00. I want to see if that's still good. Oh, yes, Donald, just running a few minutes behind, jumping on in a few minutes. Perfect. I had that personal connection. If I send an email, perhaps I would get the respond, but it's, you're increasing the possibility if not. And then I'm also, same thing with the phone call, doing a phone call. We're scheduled to jump on a Zoom. I can still do that. But again, it may be not as easy for that person to respond, especially if there's something that came up, right? But LinkedIn provides that. My really powerful avenue is to send them a text message. What? Yes. So here's what you do. Some of you might say, well, Donald, I don't have the phone numbers to send them a personal text message. What I recommend that you do at the end of the call, you do something like this. You say, also, by the way, here is my cell phone number. Or I'm going to put my cell phone number in the email, or just you could tell them. I just like to tell them right then and there. So I'm going to send a connection request on LinkedIn, blah, blah, blah. By the way, here's my cell phone number. in case something comes up and you need to reschedule, you can go ahead and text me. Boom. Then you can always reply back to them and say, by the way, what's your cell phone number? Or what number can I text you at? Or what's your number? And the reason why that's good, because I just laid down my guard and gave you my personal cell phone number, it's the likelihood that they're going to be willing to give you their phone number as well. Does that make sense? Naturally, they'll probably just tell you. So especially if they're, you know, you made a decent connection with them and you have something of value and they're interested in what you have to offer. Again, say something to the nature of like this. Hey, Jake, you know, I just want to make, in case something comes up, I know life gets crazy. You can go ahead and text me here. This is my cell phone number, 561, blah, 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 blah. Perfect. Jake has my number. And then you might say, well, you can also reach me here as well. Boom. But at least we have established that connection. Or you can just simply ask, what's the best number to text you at in case something comes up? They'll tell you the number and you have it. I'm telling you, this works. We use a tool, it's called Skipio. I mean, and this is the company here as well too, but Skipio is also very effective. The way it works with our sales process, because we use Calendly and we integrate that to Skipio. So if somebody's going to schedule a meeting with us, or we get them to schedule that, you know, they're going to set up a demo or some kind of meeting with my team, that is automatically connected to Skipio. So the text messages that they're getting is coming straight from like a personalized automated message that comes through our Skipio platform and Calendly. So you schedule the meeting on Calendly, they automatically get the first message, hey, look forward to meeting with you, blah, blah, blah. And then they get a reminder text message as well. And then in addition to that, in case something comes up, they can interact. That message is going to come to my cell phone, so I'm going to be able to interact with it. The person doesn't necessarily know that it's my company mobile number that I am assigned. They might just think it's my cell phone number. And if they do call that number, it can ring to my phone as well. So those practices, getting personal with your prospect, getting them to connect with you on LinkedIn, getting them to give you their cell phone number, or, you know, and then obviously getting that automated, it increases the chances. And this process with the reminder text that gets sent out, it increases the chances of that person showing up, and it gives us about a 90 to 95% show up rate. Hands down, it's worked, it's worked, it's worked. And especially again, if you're going to sell crap, then you're going to get crap in return. But if you have a great value product, a great service, it's of interest, you express this, the person's going to be interested. They're going to want to learn a little bit more. So hopefully that can help you out. It's a quick little sample, quick strategy that's worked for me, and hopefully it can work for you. If this is your first time watching one of our videos, I want you to get more tips, strategies like this. Simply go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, share it with your friend, tell them about it. There are people out there who look like you and me who want to make sure that get in sales and be more successful. Let's bring them on in, man. Let's tell them some more. Let's teach them some strategies and some tactics that's going to help them be successful through this medium, this podcast, through the guests we bring and through just the things we share. Hopefully this is helpful to you today. Thank you so much. If you haven't done so already, please connect with me on LinkedIn, Donald C. Kelly. Ah, you see that? Now we're going to make a personal connection. Donald C. Kelly. Appreciate you. As always, I want you to find more of those ideal customers. I don't want you to go out there and sit there beg for a piece of the pie. I want you to be able to have the things that you need to create your own pie. I want you to be able to be that successful, and we can make that happen. We're going to help each other do so. As always, go out, do big things. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bale. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.